Guidelines go before Cabinet today after the latest round of talks between government officials and representatives of the hospitality sector. It's been agreed time limits on indoor dining will be removed, with both sides judging them not warranted for fully vaccinated people. Premises will still have to close at 11:30 p.m. despite a push from the industry for later hours. Unvaccinated children will be allowed to dine with adults if their table is 2 metres away from other tables. Digital COVID certs will be checked at the door, while an app to scan the QR codes is being developed. The guidelines will also be significantly updated to take into account increased ventilation through more airflow, CO2 monitors and air extraction systems. Ministers are still aiming to have indoor dining open from Monday the 26th of July, but are also awaiting President Michael D. Higgins signing the necessary legislation into law. And for more on this, we are joined by Patrick O'Donoghue, who is one of the owners of Monk's Restaurant at the Pier Ballyvaughan. Good morning to you, Patrick.
Good morning, Alan.
So how are you feeling? It's becoming a bit more of reality once you see all these guidelines and the fact that the guidelines are going before Cabinet today.
Well, the more guidelines together we get, the more excited we are for getting open going forward. We're looking forward to welcoming people back indoors, and we're looking forward to a full set of guidelines. Whatever we get, we will work with them, and we hope to be open indoors soon.
Have you already begun to implement some of the guidelines that are there, or you know, tables 2 meters away from each other, or and that kind of a thing, or are you kind of waiting until the full list of guidelines is established and released?
Well, we're going to wait till the full list of guidelines is released, but we're really fortunate at the moment, Alan, that in light of the good weather, you know, everybody wants to be outside at the moment. So
yeah.
even if we were open indoors, people don't want to sit indoors at the moment. So we're really fortunate, and we're most fortunate where we are because we have a large outdoor area. So, you know, people like to be outside at the moment, and the longer we can stay outside, the better, you know.
We are also joined by William Brown of Brown's Bar Partine. William, thanks for joining us on the show.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How about yourself, though, more importantly? Are you like a child on Christmas morning getting ready to go down the stairs and see what Santa's brought you?
Yes, to a point, yes. Looking forward to it. Can't wait, actually. Need to get it open.
Yeah, are you in a similar situation to Patrick where you've started implementing maybe some of the guidelines for indoors, or you're waiting until the full list is released, but also, as Patrick says, the weather is so glorious at the moment that the majority of people want to be outdoors anyway.
Majority would want to be outdoors. A lot of our guys would be gone away too for taking their holidays, and we haven't had to implement a lot. We're kind of working off the template from last September when we were open for the 16 days or 10 days or whatever it was, and we're kind of working around using that. So I think the counter was a big one for me. If we could have got the counter back, you know people sitting at the counter, and I think that's up in the air a small little bit.
Yeah, does that give you hope though? Because it had been previously thought that was going to be a no-no, that there would be no counter service, but it does. There is potential for it to come in.
Yeah, I'd like that. That's for a place like ours anyway. That's the social aspect of it to a big point, you know, and that kind of knits the whole operation together. It's not the same without the counter. You know, even if you socially distance at the counter, the point I would imagine being that if everybody's vaccinated coming into you, that I don't see where it's as big a problem as it would have been, say, last September. It can't be.
Would the counter service, if it came back, William, aside from, you know, the social aspect to it, would it slightly ease the workload on your staff, who, by the sounds of it, are going to have a lot on their plate with checking people's credentials coming in the door, in terms of if people can go up to the counter, well, then it means that your staff aren't needed to be wandering around the bar all night handing out drinks?
Yes, I think so. I think part of the problem with our business is that they seem to associate pubs, and all they seem to associate with big industrial type suburban pubs or the likes of Temple Bar in Dublin. So when they legislate, they have to legislate for them. So like, there was one to be cleared up at the moment was, did you need to have a staff member at the door checking everybody coming in and out. Apparently there's a problem with people going, leaving the premises and coming back, or going out for a cigarette, that they want them to be stamped or to get a pass, you know, to say that they've been checked and they can come and go. I mean, that's not practical. It has to be done, but if you have a one-man operation or a two-man operation in the countryside, I mean, some of this stuff is pie in the sky, you know?
But, that seems not too bad, William, in the sense that that's the kind of thing you'd get. We've gotten for years in nightclubs where you get a stamp on your hand if you leave. Is there an easier way of keeping tabs on people? Because, you know, people will come in and they might want to go outside for a cigarette or whatever it might be, to go out to an ATM.
Yeah, but I mean, like most of that situation would be dealt with by the men behind the bar. Like, you know, I mean, you're not talking about colossal numbers of like the busier the place, the more staff you're going to have on. But if it's going to be a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night in the countryside in Ireland, what are you looking at? If you've got 10, 12 customers, you'd be lucky.
Yeah.
You know, particularly going into the back end of the year, when you hit September on, if these regulations are still in place, I mean, you'll just do that visually yourself, you know?
Patrick, would you have concerns around that, trying to stamp people's hands and keep an eye on all of that kind of a thing in Monk's restaurant?
Well, there's a couple of suggestions going around that the government are going to provide this scanner, a barcode system where we can scan the digital certs. And there, I'm reading some information where they're saying that this could be performed at the table, you know, when they sit down. But it's very hard for me to walk up to somebody and sit down and say, sorry, can I see your cert, please? And they scan it, and then someone doesn't have the cert on the table, and then I say, well, I'm sorry, you can't stay, you have to go. It's very difficult to police that, to walk around. Which door did you come in, and where did you go, or where did you go outside? And, you know...
Yeah, would you prefer that to be done at the door, Patrick? Because once they get to the table... It's a little harder to. I suppose they're in
no
the door, and it's harder to persuade them to leave. You know,
there's no way I can walk down to a table and say, "Sorry, you can stay, but you can't stay." It's like, not tonight, sir. Mm. You know, it's just not possible for us to do that. I mean, and it's complete discrimination against those people who are not vaccinated. So I would find it very difficult to do that. Yes, if we do it at the door, Alan, it may be more simpler, and people then coming to the door will know that they have to be vaccinated to come in, and they have to have their paperwork in order. But once they're in, you can't ask them to leave. It will create friction, and your staff will feel, you know, they'll feel under pressure, and, you know,
the potential for an argument is always there, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's an uncomfortable situation.
Confrontation, and God knows, listen, the staff work hard enough. It's really tough going at the moment out there, Alan, and really putting this pressure on them on top of all that, of everything else, it just could be the straw that breaks the camel's back with it, you know?
William, I would imagine you would have a similar opinion on that that Patrick does, that having to do it at the table is a little bit kind of too late at that stage.
Yes, and I would suggest too that you're going to end up with, well, you'll have to try and get more staff, because you'll have to double up, and also there seems to be a huge problem getting staff, and thirdly, it's amazing that the hotel sector can have a penalty kick with this, where you can have unvaccinated customers in the hotel using the hotel's bar and restaurant, yet they can't go across the road to the normal restaurant or pub. They split the atom there. I think they're right. A lot of there seems to be a mentality that I can work out of divide and conquer, and I think we're the bit that's getting divided.
Speaking of unvaccinated, that people under the age of 18 who are unvaccinated can dine with an adult, fully vaccinated adult, if their table is 2 metres away from other tables. Do you have any concerns over that, Patrick? Other customers may not feel comfortable, even if they are 2 metres away from someone who's sitting with an unvaccinated under 18-year-old?
Well, I mean, I'm 17 and 364 days today. And I'm 18 tomorrow, so I can eat today and I can't eat tomorrow. I don't know.
Better get in there quick for your meal.
Yeah, it's not workable, the whole thing, you know. It's just creating tension amongst everybody. And can I come in and can't I come in? And am I allowed in? Am I not allowed in? He'd be 18 tomorrow. He's not vaccinated. It just creates this real mopball of tension and anxiety amongst everybody. So, you know, until more guidelines come out, Alan, about how we're going to get over this, you know, I'll have to sit down more with the staff over the next day or two and just try and comply the best we can with all this coming at us.
Of course, Patrick, the Restaurants Association of Ireland is warning that any rogue operators who are caught flouting the COVID-19 restrictions will be closed. So I'm sure other people in your industry, like yourself, have reservations over, pardon the pun, over elements of these guidelines. But whether you like it or not, you're going to have to carry them out.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, Alan, there is no doubt that safety is paramount for all the customers and all the staff. Whatever the guidelines are, we will follow them out to the letter of the law. That's the most important thing. Safety is the most important, that everybody is happy and comfortable. Remember, at the very start I spoke to you about the good weather. Yeah. People are happy outside because they're safe outside. The longer we eat outside, the more people get vaccinated. The more people get vaccinated, the safer it is. You know, I'm no medic, but this herd immunity will eventually kick in when we get enough people vaccinated, and things will eventually come back to normal. So people need to be, you know, people just to be a little bit more patient, enjoy the fine weather, come eat outside, enjoy the fine weather, and, you know, we will get there, please God.
William, there had been a push from the industry to have the closing hours be later. It is 11:30, but then on the flip side of it, there had been talk of bringing back in the time limit of 1 hour 45 minutes. That has been removed, and I suppose from a vintner's point of view, at least that cuts out the potential for people to go on pub crawls and that kind of a thing.
It does, and I think, to be fair to them, I mean, we'll open up with what regulations were given, and we'll exact same as the restaurants there. We'll do what needs to be done. We've got to get them open and get them going, and hopefully as the year progresses, they can start taking off, you know, they can start readjusting these regulations to be more user-friendly or more business-friendly.
We're hearing in our news this morning, Patrick, from one of your colleagues, Dermot Fenton of Henry's Bistro and Wine Bar in NSE, believes that the hospitality industry should have gotten all these guidelines and guidance on the reopening, the resumption of indoor dining sooner than it has. I mean, they're saying it will be Monday, the cabinet meeting this morning, but the decision to go ahead from next Monday apparently has already been taken. You know, it could be Friday perhaps before the finalised guidelines are released. Does that give you enough time to implement them all? I mean, particularly I'm looking at the vent, you know, the ones around increased ventilation, more airflow, CO2 monitors, air extraction systems. Do you have any of that ready to go or prepared?
Well, we have a good ventilation system in our premises, but, you know, we'll keep the doors open, keep the windows open. Remember, the longer they hold the guidelines back from us, the more people are getting vaccinated every day. The more people are getting vaccinated, the easier it is for them to be able to open it up. So it just pushes out another couple of days or maybe a week, but we will get there, you know. So there is method to the madness of, you know, they keep kicking it down the road for another couple of days, but then the more vaccinated, the less people are testing positive or getting sick, which is the most important thing, really, Alan. Mm. So we will be ready. You know, whenever we're ready to open properly, we'll be ready. Please God.
William, how are your staff feeling about all of this, about the reopening of indoor hospitality, about all these guidelines, about, you know, from their perspective, working?
I think they're okay. They accept it, and we just have to, like, it's the same as Patrick says. It's you know, we're ready to go, and we'll do what's needed. With regards to a lot of these regulations, apparently a lot of them can't be published until the president signs off this bill. So I think he has till Friday to sign it off.
Yeah, that's right. And that
makes it like if you're opening on Monday, particularly if you're, a lot of the pubs will be opening up, it'll be their first time having a crack at it since last September, October. So it's not ideal by any stretch, you know.
Yeah.
And then a lot of this stuff to do with ventilation, and it's all well and good now, and obviously you'd have doors and windows, you'd nearly take the roof off the place if you could for the last couple of days, but going forward into the autumn and into the winter, like, you have to take into perspective that this is Ireland. You know, I mean, there have to be, they would have to be taught out properly. You know, they just can't write them and they can't make them up as they're going along. You know, if they're going to start implementing ventilation systems. I mean, you're talking mad money for some of that stuff.
But it will have to be done. It's a necessary evil, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, there has to be ways and means to deal with it. Like, you just can't turn around to a fella in a small pub. You're going to have to put in a 10 grand system, and that's it. If you don't haven't got it, you're gone, you know?
Mm.
And yeah.
Just before we finish, Patrick, how about your staff at Monk's Restaurant? What's the general vibe you're getting from them about this imminent resumption of indoor hospitality? Are they okay about it, or have they raised concerns with you over any aspect of it?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, getting the staff, Alan, is the most difficult thing at the moment. You know, over this whole pandemic, you know, people have retrained and people have moved on to other careers, and you know, people are still on this pub payment, and then they're just not inclined to come back to work. Some of them, so it's very difficult to get staff.
So, are you in a bit of a race at the moment to make sure you're fully staffed up for Monday?
Well, there's absolutely no way that we could open up to full capacity because they don't have enough staff. And that's right. That's absolutely, as I sit here, they're on their knees, working as hard as they can to keep everything out. It's just, they're not there. And I'm willing to tell you there's no staff available. In every industry, Alan, across the board, whatever discussion you have today with people, you'll see there's no workers to be got anywhere. And it's just very difficult. And it's an issue the government is going to have to address, is about getting people back to work, getting people off the pub to go back to work. It just has to be addressed. Because they don't want to come back. Why come back, Alan, for $450, $500 a week when you're getting $300 a week handy for doing nothing? So it's very difficult. So those staff who I have working, they're great, they work so hard, and they're looking forward to opening properly indoors. They enjoy it, they enjoy the camaraderie with each other, with dealing with the public. But we need to get more people back to work, and that's the bottom line.
Okay, plenty still to be ironed out by the sounds of it, but it is returning for the looks of it on Monday, indoor hospitality. Patrick O'Donoghue, one of the owners of Monk's Restaurant, the Pier Ballyvaughan, and William Brown of Brown's Bar in Partine. Thanks very much to both of you gentlemen for joining us on Morning Focus.